Welcome to Hammer Time. I'm your host, Brandon, and you're here as always. Had a week off last week. It was Hammers had a week off as well, and World Cup going on, so took the week off. There was a match that I didn't get to talk about, and that was a match against Spokane at home, and Hammers lost that match 2-0. So since it's ancient history now, let's just forget about it and move on. But yeah, World Cup. Huge. Everybody, the guys playing, any of us that are working with the team, and that's all we can talk about right now. Anyways, and although after yesterday, probably gonna be a little cooled down now after the USA unfortunately bowed out to Belgium. And but you know what? In extra time, they really did. We would have liked to see obviously some more attacking probably in the first and second half, but in extra time, they really did leave it all on the pitch. And boy, I tell you, I've seen it the pubs, the bars, Seattle, Bellingham. I've seen pictures from everywhere from Fresno all the way over to Philadelphia. And soccer is no longer a niche sport here in the United States. It's full blown craziness now, and I'm happy to be a part of the insanity. So great to see that from the U.S. We're definitely still proud of that team and proud of what they accomplished, and proud to be a small part of United States soccer. And it starts with teams like Bellingham United FC to give kids in small communities like Bellingham some team to look up to, something to look forward to that they can go into while they're in college or out of high school. And really awesome to see that becoming a thing. EPLY has done that for the sport here in Washington, and it's going to continue to grow around the nation as it has in leaps and bounds over the past decade. So great stuff. Sad, but we got to keep our chins up, I should say, about United States soccer. And got Rio in 2 years for the Olympics for our youngsters, and then 2 years after that, it's back to the World Cup in Russia. And also next year, you've got Women's World Cup, which is always something to look forward to. Got a great team from the USA there. All right, but let's get to the Hammers. So, this past weekend, not the game against Spokane, but instead the game against Wenatchee, the Capitals as they call themselves, it was a rare evening match at home. Bellingham United came in with a record of 5-4-1, taking on, like I said, Wenatchee with a record of 4-5-0 Saturday night. Both teams found themselves in the middle of the standings before the match, were looking to start one last push toward the top, where South Sound has kind of camped out for a while. It didn't take long for the Hammers to get something started against the Capitals. In fact, it was only the 9th minute when Tyler Bjork, that's right, the guy who just keeps putting in goals for United, he popped in a pass from Conlon Kipney for the 1-0 lead. The goal from Bjork was his 10th of the season, and at that point, he had widened his lead in the EPLY goal scoring king race, I believe, at that point, 10-7. And 24th minute, fans retreat to a little bit of nostalgia. A fan favorite, an offensive powerhouse from the past, Kellen Brown, was subbed in for Dan Anderson. Very, very excited to see Kellen back on the pitch in black and white. And yeah, he just rejoined the team this week with Oscar Jimenez. And he stayed in for the rest of the match too with Oscar. And the crowd really, really loved that. There were, you know, it was a there was a baseball game going on as well with the Bellingham Bells, but still a good turnout, especially in the beer garden. Those faithful Hammers fans were awesome, and they were stoked to see Kellen Brown and Oscar Jimenez back out there in Hammers colors. Moments later, in the 33rd minute, Bjork and Kipney would switch things up just a bit. This time with Kipney scoring, assisted by Bjork. The goal scorer from the left flank put the Hammers up 2-0, but that scoreline would not last long. Just 2 minutes later, Yonatan Rodriguez managed to squeak one by Nicholas Trenchev, who was given his first start of the season for Bellingham, and he cut the lead in half, all the while blowing kisses to the loyal Hammers fans I just mentioned in the Copperhog Beer Garden just to rub it in. Score remained 2-1 going into the half. 53rd minute, Tyler Bjork could get a chance at a free kick just outside Wenatchee's penalty area, and it would look like one of his easiest goals of the season so far, maybe one of his easiest goals ever. Bjork found the back of the net for the 11th time in 2014 to widen the lead to 2 goals once again. And I say that keeping penalty kicks out of the equation. Obviously, he had a penalty kick in that 6-goal performance against Yakima. But yeah, when it comes from free kicks or just all about the free play, that was probably his easiest goal. Yeah, but just like in the first half, and she did have a quick answer as Eleazar Galvan tickled the twine in the 56th minute to once again cut the lead to one goal. That would be all Wenatchee had in them, though. In the 76th minute, a corner kick from Dan Anderson floated in perfectly for a Curtis Peterson header, which ended up sealing the deal, giving the Hammers a 4-2 victory over the Capitals. Hammer man of the match was Conlon Kiffney with a goal and an assist on the day, although there were a few people who I did hear rumbling saying, "What about Tyler Bjork?" But Conlon Kiffney has been outstanding, and he had a great game. You'll hear that. I have an interview coming up with him, and he got a couple pointers from Coach Calloway. I couldn't hear exactly what Coach Calloway said, but he was saying a few things. I was literally 10 seconds later, Kiffney goes down, scores in the pass from Tyler Bjork. So those two work well together, and Conlon definitely deserved man of the match. So I understand the people who want to see Tyler win it again, and Tyler was definitely deserving with the two goals, an outstanding match again for Tyler. But Conlon definitely, I'm glad he got the recognition this match. So the win takes Bellingham to 6-4-1 on the season, while the loss for Wenatchee brings their record to 4-6-0. Although South Sound FC does have a commanding lead in the Evergreen Premier League standings, the Hammers will look to keep the momentum flowing next week for their last road trip of the season against Yakima United FC. Kickoff for that game is at 6 p.m. at Marquette Stadium on Saturday, July 5th, if you want to take a trip over to Yakima for some, it's beer and wine country, folks. This might be one to go to, I'm just saying. The next home game for the Hammers is Saturday, July 12th at 2 p.m. when they take on the Seattle Stars. Another Saturday match, and it's an kind of earlier afternoon match. But yeah, speaking of the Yakima, although it will be hot over there from what I can tell by the forecast. That match, we'll get to that in a little bit. I'll give you my ideas on that match, and but you will hear before I give you the kind of the preview from Tyler. He will not be at that game, which I'm sure is much to the relief of Yakima after getting, six goals scored against them, one half by Tyler. Tyler is going to be at a wedding. Like I said, you'll hear that. Why am I even telling you guys? Because the interviews are coming up right now. And I'd like to thank, before I get into these interviews, Belcher Swanson for being absolutely awesome supporters of the Hammers, Hammer Time Radio, soccer, local soccer. They're great people at Belcher Swanson. And you can go check out more on Belcher Swanson at www. Of course, now I just had to screw up my computer. www.belcherswanson.com. And so thank you once again to. I'm just gonna shut up. That's the when I do this live, and when usually I'll cut these parts out, but I'm just leaving this in here today. Usually I'll delete them, but and I'm always looking up stuff on my computer. Not that I don't have it set up, mind you, but I want to make sure I got the website particularly right, and then you just hear ding ding dong in the background. So I apologize for that, but I'm not going to redo this take, just because I think that today is a good day to be live. And anyway, here are the interviews with Conlon Kiffney, Tyler Bjork and Curtis Peterson, respectively, I think. but yeah, so here you go. Let's hear it from them. All right, I'm here with Conlon Kiffney, man of the match of tonight's game against Wenatchee United FC. Conlon, it looked like Coach said a little bit of something to you before you scored your goal. How'd you feel going into that goal today?
It was fun. He told me just to attack the right back. I hadn't really gone at him yet, so that was the first time going at him, and it turned out well.
I was gonna say whatever he said at work because the goal right in. Today was obviously a big match because winding down the season and the standings there. So what did it mean for you guys to win this game 4-2, especially dominating fashion?
Oh, it's always win. We got to win at home. We got to keep a home field. And right now there's three teams at the top, really close. So it's gonna be on the last day. We got to win out.
Now you head to Yakima next, last road trip of the season. How do you guys prepare for that?
A lot of work. We're going to come in Tuesday and work hard and go and get the W.
All right, thank you so much, Conlon.
It's clean.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
I like those ones.
I know, they're awesome. I'm here with Tyler Bjork, the league-leading goal scorer right now. He extended his lead tonight. I believe it's 11 goals now. Tyler, how'd you feel tonight, back scoring goals?
It was relieving. I mean, you can't expect to score
a goal or many goals every single game. You just got to go out there and work as hard as you can, and, you know, hope the results will come. Trying to do my job as a forward, you know. It's always relieving to score, though.
Well, I was going to say, you're heading to Yakima next. Now, we all know what happened when Yakima came here. What are your thoughts going into that game? Are you going to be targeted?
It's one of my really good friend's weddings, so unfortunately I'm not going to be able to make the trip over there. But I have good faith that our team will be able to pull off the victory, regardless if I'm there or not. It's a good group of players.
So, got your fans here, too. So it'll be more like 4-2 this time, though, instead of 8-2, hopefully.
Well, hopefully it's another blowout again. Those are always enjoyable.
You know, I got to bring this up. I'm sorry to bring this up, but, you know, I did an interview with you through for the actual website. Mm-hmm. You did mention you didn't think USA was going to go through the group of death.
I know. I'm a hater. But I'm glad they stepped up there. You know, they worked as hard as they could, and although they may have not dominated every game, they made it through, and that's all that matters in the end of the day.
Well, hey, if it was reverse psychology, it works.
Exactly.
So we'll just thank you for
motivating them, even though they didn't hear me.
Well, it was another great game for you, Tyler. Thank you so much.
Thank you much, man.
Take care. Okay, I'm here with Curtis Peterson. 4-2 win tonight over Wenatchee United SC.
Yeah.
You had a goal, Curtis. Yeah. You had a little bit of reaction.
Yeah.
Even. How good did that feel?
Felt great. I got that celebration from FIFA. Play lots of that, but it was real good to be out there with the team and get a good win.
It's too bad you didn't get the celebration from what we've seen in the World Cup lately. There have been some good ones. No dancing, though, I guess.
Yeah, maybe I'll get there someday. I'm not a very good dancer, so I'll work on it, maybe come back next year and get a good celebration out there for you guys.
Okay, good. We're going to hold you to it. So, that was a corner off the corner kick by Dan Anderson. It just seemed like it landed perfectly, but you hit it imperfectly.
I was wide open in the back post, and Dan saw it, put it right on my head, and it was just up to me to put it in the goal, and thankfully I did that. So I have to give props to Dan Anderson for the good cross.
Now, you hit into Yakima, beat him 8-2 here at home. What do you guys, do you think you're going to have that same sort of fortune going on the road against Yakima?
Yeah, hopefully if we keep up the good work and play as a team, we can definitely beat any team in this league. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I think we'll get the win.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Curtis.
Yep, thanks, man.
Take care, man.
Good to see you.
Good game.
You gotta love every single one of those guys. Tyler was actually here talking about something being really clean before the interview started, and he was actually talking about, I have my, as they call them, Rocket Pop USA jerseys on, and he was saying he hadn't seen one up close that clean before, so that's what he was talking about. And of course I had to call him out about the World Cup, his prediction. And he wasn't too far off, I guess, since we did go out in round 16. But still, great to see the U.S. go out through the group stages. And Tyler was happy about that, too. And like we mentioned, reverse psychology. Curtis Peterson, always a fun interview as well. He had the when you see the commercial, I think it's Lionel Messi in the FIFA commercial. It does the uppercut. He had that celebration for scoring. Kind of mixed with a Tiger Woods uppercut, maybe a bit. And gotta love Curtis. He's always full of energy with the interviews, and just a great guy. So, on to Yakima, though, this weekend, and playing over there in the heat, more than likely. You know, they are, once they realize that Tyler Bjork won't be there, they will probably rest a little easier, and they'll probably breathe a sigh of relief. But, you know, it's not so much, Tyler does have their number, and Tyler is an extremely potent goal scorer, so, you know, you want to have him in every match that you can, but also, the thing that probably is the only kind of scary thing to me about this is that Conlon Kiffney plays better with Tyler. And by the way, the same is to be said that Tyler plays better when Conlon Kiffney's out there. So Conlon's going to have to be linking up with guys like, if Mo Morano makes a trip, I think that's a good guy to link up with. You know, we've seen Daniel Drevich play good on the road as well. And those are all good possibilities in this match. Not sure about the status on, I got to talk to coach here in a little bit. Not sure what the status is on Kellen Brown and Oscar Jimenez. Are they here for all the final matches this season? Were they just coming back for a couple? I'll obviously let everybody know as soon as I know the answer to that. But, Yakima lets in a lot of goals. And Bellingham obviously can score a lot of goals. And so our back line can be a very, very solid back line when it comes down to it. So hold them to little to no goals, go out there, do our thing, score some goals against them, and I think you have another win against Yakima. And we need it because South Sound, you know, they need to stumble pretty bad for us to have a shot at the number one spot. And you can't forget about Vancouver and Spokane, who are also up there. So plain and simple, just Bellingham just needs to do their thing and win out. You know, I think that they play the Yakima game will be I hesitate to say it, but should be an easy game if we play it right. The Seattle Stars game, another team that's struggling, so that'll be the match after that here at home. And then, you know, it all culminates with South Sound FC, which it will be our hardest match of the year so far, without maybe counting the road game against South Sound, which, you know, we did come close to getting a result out of that one. So these three matches are definitely winnable. They're doable. I can't believe, by the way, the season's almost over. It feels like it just started. must have been that long road trip that got us all thinking it was short, but yeah, so, you know, gotta hope South Sound stumbles against a few of these teams and Bellingham just continues to pour it on. So that's what I have to say there. And I hope that, yeah, like I said, it's going to be a warm one, but if you guys do want a trip, you know, say, 4th of July and you know, it's kind of the holiday's over. Maybe we want a little vacation this weekend. It's, you know, it's going to be a long weekend. So head on over to Yakima Saturday and go out there and catch the Hammers taking on the Hoppers at Marquette Stadium. And, you know, enjoy some beer and some wine while you're over there. I got to tell you, if it wasn't for that I'm such a busy guy, I think I'd be making this trip because I'd love to go do some beer testing and some wine testing of my own. So I suggest you do that for me. Do it in place of me. Go over there and support the Hammers. Also, I'd like to thank Roughneck Scarves. When you see the peeps holding up their the peeps. Wow, I'm trying to sound way too cool than I should here. When you see them in the stands, they're holding up the Bellingham United FC scarves. Roughneck Scarves makes those. And by the way, if you're looking at, you know, those great pictures from the United States qualifying, the CONCACAF qualifying, where you got the Star-Spangled Banner series, the USA, can you see in the Through the Perilous Fight, those awesome photos, you know, from the Costa Rica Snow Bowl, as they called it, and against Costa Rica and Colorado. Those are all Roughneck Scarves. They do a great job, phenomenal job, and you definitely should check them out, roughneckscarves.bigcartel.com if you'd like to shop in their store, or if you'd like to get some custom scarves done, go to www.roughneckscarves.com. They're great people, and they do absolutely phenomenal work on the scarves. I think that's about it. If you're looking for getting something, and that's eating away at me right now. But I definitely want to see you guys back for the 2 p.m. game against Seattle the weekend after this one, Saturday after this one coming up. Be there. Support your Hammers. We've seen soccer take off this year, and the World Cup was huge, and the support from the United States was huge. Just watch the YouTube videos if you haven't, because they're phenomenal, whether it was in Seattle, like I said, Seattle, Fresno, Philly, San Diego, L.A., Utah, Chicago, Florida, everywhere. There were these in Kansas City. Amazing, amazing turnouts to watch the game on a big screen. Sometimes it was outside, sometimes it was inside. Places were over capacity or at capacity all around, you know, bars and pubs and around the nation. But you know what, soccer isn't every 4 years, it's every single year. And with the MLS being in the summer and the Premier League in the fall and winter, you can support both U.S. players here at home and abroad throughout the whole year. So it never ends. There's always soccer going on. Make sure you support it. And it starts here locally. Support the Bellingham United FC Hammers. The next chance you get, which is Saturday following this one at 2 p.m. at Civic Stadium against the Seattle Stars. This sport is a great thing to be a part of. And I hope that you will join me, join the Hammers, and tell your friends to do the same. Thank you so much again for listening. I'll see you at Civic Stadium.